Blog Talk Radio.
Get off the lawn. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulously Fun Friday Night with Angela Bixby, Georgia Marantos, and Marcy Currier. How are you, ladies?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Busy, and great. It's sort of what's to be expected here at Omega in the middle of July. It starts getting a little crazy, but wonderful.
So you're in the middle of some classes. What are you teaching out there, Marcy?
Well, every Monday morning I teach a class to R&R students. I can't remember if I've talked about this before, but it's really, really an interesting challenge because I don't know how many people are going to show up or what their level of experience is. I just know that I have to teach an intro-level class for 1 hour.
Wow.
So it's really cool. I really enjoy it because I don't, you know, there's no way to prepare for that. There's just, okay, be really present, see what happens, and do it. So that's really fun. And then on Fridays at Omega, I teach a fast class where we're going through the major arcana and utilizing different imagery to get an understanding of our own relationship to the archetypes that are represented in the major arcana.
Oh, wow.
So that's a totally, like, the opposite end of the spectrum kind of class. Really, like, getting into esotericism and intuitive development. So it's really fun. Teaching is one of my favorite aspects of what I do.
Great. How about you, Angela? Cool. What have you been doing?
Oh, my goodness. I taught, this week was a spirit salon. I do a monthly spirit salon on a different topic, second Wednesday of the month in my local area. And so I taught on basic astrology this week. And so it was kind of, it was a content-heavy class. Sometimes they're
wow.
more dynamic. Like there have been months, like next month I'm going to take the group on a group past life regression. So it's essentially me leading them
wow.
through some, you know, guided meditation exercises. Whereas this past Wednesday night about astrology was me teaching for an hour and a half about, you know, a lot of details. So it was good.
Wow.
I had a good time. But yeah, so it means it's been a busier week. How about you, Georgia? What have you been up to?
Well, I was just going to say, Angela, you and I normally sort of get online together a little earlier and we chat about what's happening astrologically. And, you know, we chat about our weeks too and how things have gone. So I'm just wondering what's happening astrologically, because I'm like, I must be in the dark about astrology. Because I'm always waiting to hear what's happening from you. Just tell us.
So I've been paying a little bit less to it as I was preparing for the basic astrology class. I think there's something going on between Mars and Venus right now. I caught a headline the other day, but I know that we're still in the throes of the Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yes.
And we certainly are.
Yeah.
We definitely
yeah.
are, yeah.
Yeah, believe it or not, I still got a sore throat. Remember, it was about three – when did we start retrograde? About 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
About
yeah,
a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Well, I talk about communication, you know, I don't know what's going on. Communication, jet down, low down, up down, in down. In, okay, so
you
I'm
know,
listening,
I had
I'm waiting.
A, I had a really, I had an interesting discussion with one of my friends about Mercury retrograde. He's not like a follower of astrology exactly, but he's like, man, I've been so angry. Like, and then he's like, is that what Mercury retrograde does? And what I was realizing is, like, no, that's not what Mercury retrograde does, but that's what he does when his communication isn't going the way he wants it to.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was sort of an interesting concept or answer that, like, you know, Mercury retrograde is just doing its thing, and then most of what we're experiencing is our response to the thing that it's doing, you know?
Right.
In his particular experience during this Mercury retrograde, was sort of like not being paid attention to or feeling unnoticed, where in general, you know, he can be more of the center of the attention and getting a lot of people's attention. So it was like, oh, your particular relationship with the Mercury retrograde has to do with people not picking up on your attempt to communicate with them and then, you know, extrapolate it from there, getting really angry all the time.
Wow, that's
interesting. Yeah, that's a good take on it. And that's, you know, so accurate. It was so helpful of you to help him see that, right? Yeah, I've been experiencing more stuff like that in this second week of it, because it'll go on until
mm-hmm.
July 20th, where it,
wow.
you know, it's so much about what's going on inside of me, right? I mean, it's when a planet's going retrograde, it can sort of be construed that it's spinning backwards, which it isn't literally, but it appears to be. And it can also just be reflective of a real time to look inside and go within. And so, yeah,
yeah,
some of the things I think that I'm looking at within, you know, I'm a little crabby about too, like your friend.
Yeah. And I think there's something really, like, symbolically important about what Mercury retrograde actually is. It's one of those things where, like, it is the appearance of the planet moving backwards. So, and the planet actually isn't. So there's this whole piece about what seems to be true not being what's actually happening. So it may seem like Mercury retrograde is making things be this particular way, and there's this sort of underlying a broader amount of information that you can utilize. So, you know, the truth about Mercury retrograde is the planet appearing to move backwards tells us that it's just about the Earth and Mercury moving at different speeds at different times. Not at different times, but just at different speeds. And so when we're passing Mercury, it looks like it's going backwards.
So
that symbolic, you know, equivalent of, like, what seems to be happening isn't actually what's happening. And if you want to take time to pay attention or to even, like, keep in mind sort of some scientific facts, which is that the planets that are moving around the sun don't change direction. You can learn a whole second level of information about what's going on.
Yeah, so if you've been waiting for something to come to fruition, it may just be that it's just a matter of time rather than it being, it's just not happening. It's,
Yeah, exactly.
The patience. Got it.
Yeah, I'm actually a fan of Mercury retrograde. Like, over time, I've just kind of come to fall in love with it. And in the way that you might, I don't know, it's like kind of the way you might love a puppy that messes up your couch. Like, where you're just like, oh, you, why are you doing that? I kind of look forward to it and just know that, like, okay, when I get home, there's going to be a mess, but that's okay.
Because there's something to be gleaned from said mess. Very cool. That's a really nice way to put it. Thanks, Marcy.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we've got some callers on the line here. So
yay.
I'll go ahead. Yay. If you two are ready reading-wise, and I'll bring the first caller on the line.
Sure.
Area code 703. You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Ann. My question is, hi, I belong to a contractors list for work, and we had discussed updating my profile. Well, that doesn't seem to be happening on their end. Can you tell me what's going on with them?
Sure.
So, Ann, you want to know what's going on with, I'm sorry, what kind of list did you say it is?
It's like a contractors list.
Oh, okay. And you're just wondering why it hasn't been updated yet. Like, what's the deal here? Okay.
We're tuning in. We'll be back with you in just a moment with some information, Ann.
So, Ann, what the cards are showing me is, like, I'm really interested in what you think, because I think that you, whatever your assessment is, there may be, it might not be entirely true, but a grain of truth. Are you thinking something in particular?
I'm wondering if they're planning to do this at all.
I think it looks to me like they are bogged down. It also looks to me like an opportunity for you to, one, really consider whether this is what you want to be doing, and two, if it is, stand up for yourself. And advocate for yourself and say, hey, look, hello. I don't understand, what's going on here, but I would like you, I just want to reiterate my request to have this updated.
Okay.
It looks to me like it's going to happen. I don't really see it, not happening.
Yeah, me too.
I see it causing you a lot of grief and frustration when things don't happen the way that they're going to, and then there's almost that feeling of like, oh, God, what do I do? Do I say something? Do I not? And, like, it kind of sends you into a specific brand of turmoil that's just yours, And that's why, learning or deciding to calmly advocate for yourself may not even be necessary, but would be an excellent exercise for you in this instance.
It is, yes. I'm kind of chiming in and really wanting to say that it's actually, this situation has arisen so that you can rise to the challenge. And once you do, you're like flying. So I get a lot of success around this. So if you can step up to the plate and really find your voice, and we're talking about Mercury retrograde, right? So you're clearing something. And I find that you're actually going to be in your job and you're going to love your job. So really, if you can, I think that there's something you don't like the cause. You don't like to confront people. And I think that's something that you worked on in this lifetime. And it's not even something that you're going to have to work on for very long. So you're just going to tell it like it is, very plainly, and then you're off.
Okay. When you say then you're off, does that mean to kind of like stand up for myself, and then it'll
you've got a job. I mean, I see you succeeding in getting the job that you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And loving it and feeling really good. And
yeah,
and this sort of first little glitch and then you addressing that glitch being a wonderful platform to start from. It just feels so good. And I think your sort of test right now is to not get worked up about, you know, what's going on or why. I think it's whatever is going on, whatever the delay is totally legitimate and not problematic. But you're going to feel so good just saying, hello, excuse me, what I would like this to happen right away, please. And then, you know, how smoothly that will play out for you. I think it's such a cool opportunity to move through something that could be very challenging.
Okay.
And you good with that?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck, Anne. I'm really excited for you.
All right.
Good night. Good luck.
Bye.
Fantastic. Marcy, I can't help but admire one of the lines that you used. Your command of the English language is fantastic. Specific brand of turmoil. That felt like it could resonate for my version of Mercury Retrograde this week. So thank you for the verbiage.
Oh, well, thanks the universe because it's purely channeled. Don't worry. I can't possibly take credit for that one.
No, it's good. And I just didn't want Anne to feel like, I wanted Anne to know that she's got other people that have that kind of verbiage around what's going on for them too. Specific kind of turmoil. Good, good.
And we all have one. We all have our own little version of hell that we, like, deal with constantly.
Yeah.
So.
Very much so. Do either of you have any activities coming up that you want to talk about? Any events or things aside from what we talked about already?
Georgia?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
Well, I, in fact, do. I'll be in New York City, not this weekend, but the following weekend and the weekend after, so the 18th, 19th, and 21st, and then whatever the math is that the following weekend. but on the 18th, Saturday the 18th, I will be, no, that's Saturday, not the 18th, I'm sorry. Let me look at
Thursday. Thursday the 18th.
So then I'll be Saturday the 21st. I will be at the Meta Center, which is in New York City in Chelsea, 214 West 29th Street. I'll be doing readings at the psychic fair there.
Awesome.
I think it's usually from 11 to 2, 11 to 3, something like that. And really fun, amazing, amazing group of intuitive readers and healers and just workshops and classes. There's so much great going on, and if people want to find out more, they can look at the Meta Center's website, which is Meta, M-E-T-A-C-E-N-T-E-R-N-Y, .com. And so that's really going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. And then in addition, I will be in the city doing in-person readings these next couple of weekends. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's – I really love my work, all, you know, all of it. And I absolutely love doing phone readings, and that's the bulk of what I do. But there's something really fun about my in-person readings in the city. I love them. And if people want to book, they can text me at 860-823-8605, or they can email me at Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at MetaMarcy, M-E-T-A-M-A-R-C-Y.com.
Excellent.
So those are some good stuff. And then I'm at Omega till October. So anybody that wants to come through and, you know, do an R&R and come to one of my classes on a Monday, that's always an option. And then, you know, there are just so many good workshops at Omega from now till the end of the fall. And that's www.eomega.org to get more information about what's going on at Omega.
Fantastic. Thank you. Georgia, would you like to share your contact information for the listeners?
Oh, yeah, sure. So my website is www.transformyourselfanew.com, and my email is georgia@transformyourselfanew.com, and my number is 646-281-7003. And, I do readings over the phone or Skype, and I also love what I do. And, yeah, it's interesting. I feel like I'm very much, you know, I have toddler
twins, and so I spend a lot of my time at home, and it's like the readings I get to do in, you know, because I love it so much, I get to do it in my time. It's like, you know, every mum knows that toddler time is like 12 or 14 hours a day, and then my time is around that time. So that's when I get to do my readings and my fun time. And sharing that,
you know,
which I love to do.
Georgia, just in getting to know you, I feel so excited for your client. I like, there's just something so wonderful when I tap into what it must be like to work with you one-on-one. And I just feel so thrilled for them. It's a really funny feeling of just like excitement and genuine, you know, thrilled and happiness for these people who I don't know. That they
That's
have the opportunity
sweet.
To work,
thank you.
Work with you in that way.
She's fantastic. I can speak to her abilities, everyone. And Georgia gives a wonderfully warm and accurate reading. You feel like you've been hugged by Georgia after you get done with the reading with her. But another thing that I absolutely love with her, and I've had a few of these, are rising star healing sessions. And Marcy, highly recommend, if you ever want to an energetic healing, Georgia is a bit of a master when it comes to rising star.
I must say, you know, with the rising star healing, it's a bit like you, Marcy, saying, you know, the channeling. You can't take credit. Anybody who gets initiated into the rising star healing system channels the same frequency and same energy. So once you have been initiated, you could go to anyone who's doing the rising star healing, and you will get that same feeling, like that same feeling of being hugged, that same feeling of being like washed through and lifted up, and all the heavy stuff gone, and you know, like you're walking on air and full of light. Full of light. I remember, Angela, you said, like, oh, man, I just bathed in white light. And, you know, I've experienced it too in the rising star healings that I've gotten. So thanks for thanks for mentioning the rising star. It just makes my heart sing. But, you know, if either of you or anybody wanted to get initiated, that's what people would say about you. Seriously. So, you know, if it's something you're interested in, if you're already doing hands-on healing in any other capacity, Reiki, for example, getting initiated into the rising star enhances Reiki and your lineage and connection to Reiki, and also initiates you into the rising star lineage, which has all the ascended masters and also your past life lineages involved as well. So it's a serious, like, powerhouse healing.
Wow, it sounds amazing.
System.
I'm going to talk to you more about that, Georgia.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about it.
It's excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring on the next caller if you two are ready.
Yay.
Yeah.
Area code 610, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Ashley. Sorry about that. Ashley. And my question is just in regards to what's going on with my finances and business. Okay.
Finances.
Ashley, give us a second to check in here.
Ashley, this looks like you, you're at that sort of, I'm working really hard to make things happen, you know, stage. And really, you're poised to be very successful. You want to be careful about doing things like going too far into debt or overdoing it, but it looks like there's help and assistance out there for you. And there's this funny line that you're riding right now, where as long as you can stay above a certain level, both sort of mentally and energetically, you can handle it without freaking out. And then kind of the minute it dips down, and this is both your attitude or your, like, bottom line, your bank account, you start to feel unstable, and then it sort of spirals and gets worse. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for you, it's mainly just about, like, keeping yourself in check every day. Like, this is a continual process every day. And you're poised to do really, really well. You're just kind of riding a funny flow right now, where it's almost like you have just enough all the time.
And your test is almost how to stay functioning and creative within that place.
Okay.
And
we'll see what Georgia has that's like maybe more specific.
Just going to ask, Ashley, I wonder if you have, are you in business with someone else? Because I'm seeing another figure, and I'm seeing that your finances, you know, the structure that you've created in terms of how you set out your sort of expenditure, you know, how you spend and how, you know, the money that you receive, like the structure could use a little bit more support. And I'm not sure if there was some deal that you had with someone that didn't quite go well. But looking to the future, what I'm seeing is that money is coming to you. I'm actually seeing that. I think you mentioned that, Marcy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I absolutely see that too.
And I see you making, it feels like you are going to start afresh and anew. And so I do see the debts and... you know, I do see that they're not as bad as you think they are and that you'll be able to handle them. So once you start, are you starting on a new project? Have you got something new coming in? Because I'm seeing kind of new. I'm seeing a lot of new coming.
Not necessarily new. I've been working on some of the same projects for about 9 months now. So it's just coming to a position where they really need to transition and come to fruition of what we've been working on.
Yeah, so what I keep seeing, and I'm just kind of, I'm using cards and tuning in a couple other ways, and I just keep seeing that there's this, the biggest challenge that you're facing financially right now has more to do with your own emotional response to, like, a disruptive event than the actual dollars and cents that you're dealing with. That there's more of a panic of what happens when it starts to seem like you don't have enough money. And there's, so one is a reminder that that's a subjective perspective on things, and that actually financially all you really have to do is be patient and recognize that you're rebuilding something that kind of looks like it fell apart or didn't go the way you were anticipating. And you're the little catch, and it's sort of the same way that people act in love. It's like there's almost the sense of having been burned or having had things not go the way that you wanted. And now you just, the only thing you have to temper at the moment is like your own, your possibility of like freaking out along the way.
Yeah, well,
but
it's
it
like we're a huge ordeal and transformation actually within the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks. Right now I'm kind of starting a new point in my life. My businesses aren't new, but where I'm starting in life is new because of the dramatic experience that I just experienced and went through.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And if I might jump in here, Ashley, what Spirit was being kind of specific in the imagery for me, being clairvoyant, they were showing me you feeling really burdened by holding a stack of books, almost like a stack of library books. But it says to me that, just really to kind of echo some of what Georgia and Marcy said too, that the way that you've got the book set up and really the burden of you doing the books and doing the work is just a bit too much. And so I see you making a choice to hand over the book work or the bookkeeping to someone else very soon. And the person that you choose is like a wizard with the books. I mean, they're going to be very helpful for you. It's going to help lighten your mood and free you up energetically, just like Marcy and Georgia said, to really take off, because it's just kind of, it looks like it's bogging you down right now.
Okay. All right. As long as something looks like it's coming. Sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, and it's a slow build. It's just every day you have to go, I am abundant. I have enough. Or, you know, one of my favorite tricks for staying in line with the idea that, like, the universe wants me to have as much as I need was a trick that I learned from a woman named Tanya Pinkins at a workshop, like, maybe in, like, 2005. But she had us look around and find pennies or other change on the sidewalk. And when we did, we had to stand up and extend our arm above our head and go, I am a money magnet. And it's very silly, and you feel ridiculous. But honestly, so what is that, 8 years ago or more? That's way more than 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
it runs through my head every time I find a penny, a dime, a nickel, a quarter. You know, I keep finding money. And it's just this great reminder of like, oh, right, I do attract abundance. And it may come in pennies and nickels, you know. But this reinforcement of I am a money magnet, it's very fun and silly and works. It's just
okay.
Sort of a keep your head straight idea.
Okay.
So I really want you to try that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ashley. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I love that. That was helpful.
Yeah,
very helpful.
All of my friends know the I am a money magnet thing because I still do it.
I like it. It's fun because it is silly, and so it puts you in a good mood. I do pay attention when I spot change on the ground and pick it up, you know. And I remember when I was working specifically on manifesting abundance one day, I pulled up to the gas station and I opened my door and someone had clearly dropped, or the universe dropped for me because I am a money magnet, about 15 pennies right outside my door. And I was just cracking up, and I kept them in my drawer of my car. And it made me giggle for a week, you know. But,
yeah,
that kind of stuff is really helpful, really effective.
It's just a fun affirmation, you know, and it's like, I am a money magnet.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic. All right, I'll go ahead and bring the next caller on the line here. Area code 612, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Jordana.
Jordana, hi.
Hi. My question is, I'm in a relationship, and I'm just wondering where you see things going with him.
Jordana, can you tell us his name?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. His name is Brandon.
Brandon.
Okay, so, Jordana, the image I get is it's like two people walking down the street and you come to maybe like a light post or a sign or a group of other people and you have to let go of your hands for a second and kind of get around them and then get back together.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, I don't know necessarily if that means that you need to break up and get back together, but just like I see he's going through a lot. He has a shift that he's kind of in the midst of or at the verge of being a part of. There's a lot of love between the two of you, but it looks almost, I always see love between two people as a portal, and it almost looks like there's this disruption, you know, in that portal where it's very hard to give and receive in the way that you have been in the past. And then I see you kind of getting a little bit worked up. I see you getting a little bit, almost impatient. And neither of the things that either one of you is going through has anything to do with each other. You know, and I see that there is a lot of feeling between the two of you, and it's just that right at this moment, both of you are dealing with your own respective insecurities, and then that's making you both kind of crazy and act a little bit out of character, and I just think that if you don't want to try to build on this particular foundation that you've got going on right now. And so some time to get some clarity and get in touch with some of the deeper issues that are here rather than getting stuck on the surface would be good for you. Georgia?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the first thing I wanted to ask is, are you and Brandon, you know, in relationship at the moment? So you're actually... You know, you haven't taken a break, because I got the sense that, you know, you mentioned, Marcy, that sort of letting go of the hands and then coming back together again, because I do see that something changes. Your concerns, it feels more about the emotional nature of your relating than anything else. So if there could be a shift there, because it feels like his energy is a little bit younger, or maybe his maturity in the way he deals with his emotions is a little bit younger than yours.
right?
Yeah, his maturity is a little younger. And I will say this, I think where you guys are getting the, like, going apart and coming back together, I don't think it's necessarily a breakup, but we've been fighting lately, and until we take care of, we're in business together. And until we take care of that matter, I don't think things are going to change, but that's going to be taken care of this week. So maybe that's where you were getting, like, because so right now we're just, like, not really talking a lot until that's taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah. And is there someone else in the business, too?
His father, maybe?
Yeah, because I got three people in the mix. And, you know, and that's okay. You know, I think, you know, Dad's got a little bit of a heavy energy. I think maybe we've talked once before. Would that be right, Jordana? I'm not quite sure, but I'm getting like a little bit of deja vu. And so I'm thinking, okay, so you, if you can encapsulate Dad and his energy and kind of keep him, you know, there doing what he does, and he's not necessarily going to change. But, and I think maybe you've changed the way that you think about him, and that's okay. But you and Brandon are going to travel through this. Okay, I do see, you know, the success card. I'm pulling cards out on here. And so, and you may even consider taking your, are you considering taking the business elsewhere as well? Are you thinking about traveling with the business or satelliting it somewhere?
Well, no, like business-wise, him and I, like I'm just the investor. We don't do day-to-day stuff. But I own my own business that I'm doing a lot of traveling for. So maybe that's where you're seeing the travel.
Yeah, and that is fantastic. And I see you working really hard at that. And I see that taking off. Like if you've been undecided about putting your energies there, you can be decided. Spirit's giving, you know, the thumbs up with putting your energy into your own project there. I'm getting, you know, a really beautiful colors, very healing. Are you a healer? I'm getting a lot of healing energy around
me. I work with people. I'm in multi-level marketing, and I work with them, but we promote a weight loss health challenge. So
very, very good. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah,
you're awakening souls. Sorry, Marcia, I just turned on.
I'm interrupting. I'm sorry, too. but I just wanted to say that this is absolutely an amazing outlet for the things that you're passionate about, and it's almost kind of an unexpected or kind of funny way that it's an outlet for the things that you're interested in. And it's great because it's especially teaching you how to harness your energy, and you don't get to be totally in charge of it, and that's a great place for you to connect with spirit.
I like being a control freak, so it's a little hard.
And this really beautifully challenges your control freakness and shows you how much better things go for you when you aren't one.
That's good. I'll have to look forward to that then, because then I won't be as stressed.
Yeah. So it's mainly you're letting it out. You're letting it through. And it's kind of like earlier in the evening when Georgia was talking about the Rising Star Healing, and when I was talking about, you know, my command of the English language during a reading. It's like, you know, it's not something that you do. It's something that allow to come through you. And it has this sense of it being kind of a funny outlet where, like, there probably aren't a lot of people who are like, this is my calling, you know, but for you, it feels really great.
For me, this is something I've always said is my calling. And ever since I was little, like, I mean, four years old, I've just loved working with people. That's one of the things that I've always felt was, I guess, a gift of mine, because I can relate to a lot of people.
Yeah. Your energy's great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I like being happy. So this whole fighting with my boyfriend lately has been a little, it's thrown me off because I'm not used to not being happy all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just stressful.
It's so silly, and it's going to get better, so don't worry.
It is.
Thank the Lord for that.
There's a lot that's working out under the surface. So this isn't a thing, and this is also that kind of thwarting your control freak, because this isn't something that you, like, get together and hash it out, and then it's better than
no.
It's more that you, like, leave your... Then I have this image of you, like, choosing not to dip your toe in the water and not create ripples. And, like, the more that you just let it ride, the more things kind of work themselves out for you.
I've been doing recently with him. Like, every time he yells at me, I'm just like, you know, yell at me, like, whatever. I'm not going to yell back. I'm not going to continue to throw, you know, oil in the fire because I don't want it to get bigger, kind of a thing.
Yeah, and I see you guys being really happy. I think this is going to work out great.
Oh, thank the Lord for that. Thank you guys so much. And I have to tell you something. You know, when you were talking about that rising star healing, it's funny because one of our positions within my company is called Rising Star.
Ooh.
Wow.
So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so really I just had to tell you that because I was like, that's just so ironic.
If you really, if you're curious, you know, because these kind of coincidences, weren't you? I think you tweeted about this, Angela. It's like, you know, when the coincidences happen, the connections happen. Consider it. You know, there's probably someone who teaches the Rising Star in your area. You can look it up online, Rising Star Healing. If you Google that, you'll get all the info. And there's tons of healers and initiators around the country.
Okay, I absolutely will. Thank you guys so much. And I hope you have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You too, Jordana.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild, fabulously fun Friday night with Marcy Currier, Georgia Marantos, and Angela Bixby. We can be found, or further information can be found about all of us on psychicsgonewild.com. I am Angela speaking, and I can be found. Information about me can be found at energyintuit.com. That's energyintuit.com. All right, we'll go ahead and bring the next caller on.
Can I say one quick thing? I just wanted to just express my appreciation for how that last caller responded to our reading. There was something so great about her going, you know, it's not quite the thing that you're saying, but here's what I think it could be. Here's how that fits. Rather than the opposite of like, nope, that's not it, or like, why aren't you picking up that it's actually this, not that. It was just really great to have someone kind of help guide the reading along based on sort of like what's actually happening and all of her sort of, I think, you know, when she would say, I think what you might be picking up on is this rather than that was really helpful. I really love
it
when people are able to receive readings in that way.
Yeah,
it's helpful when they sort of wear the openness versus any kind of rigidity or sort of black and white thinking. I think it's when I think through being a consumer and not being a sensitive, I guess it's, you know, it's really hard to understand how this work is for us. And sometimes it's specific, but oftentimes it's not. And it's so much metaphor that if it can be treated a little bit more like a dialogue with spirit, I do find it to be so much more helpful. And so I think that Jordana, you know, does that well with us.
Yeah. And one of the things I used to explain when I would teach or when I would do my group readings is that very often, I know for me anyway, I will not be shown things that the client, like, deeply already knows or is, is holding in their consciousness. So I might be doing a reading, and if they're thinking about maybe their parent that just died, if they're fully already working on that or if they're already holding that in their mind, it's unlikely that I'll pick up on it, even if that's like a main issue. If it's something that they're already kind of solving or chewing on, it may be more up to them to say, will you tell me more about this situation? So that's just kind of a funny, weird way that things sometimes work with me, is that the more aware the person is already, the less likely I am to like bring it, to tease it out, because it's already like on the table as far as like energetically, as far as things are concerned.
Yeah, good point. I agree. It's I agree. That's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Nice. All right, we'll jump into the next caller here. Area code 440, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Marianne, and I have a question around career and job. And there's lots of changes going on in my company, including a forced relocation, which I don't want to do. So I'm interviewing for some lateral positions within the company. And I had an interview a few weeks ago. I thought it went very well. It seems to be stuck with some budget pressures, but I was wondering what you saw happening if you saw me getting the job, if there were other things you saw from a career standpoint.
So what I see, and I'm interested in your feedback on this, is that part of what's going on is there's an invitation from the universe to do something that you're way more into and way more excited about.
Okay.
That right now you are not necessarily activating your passion or doing the things that you're, like, into, and that the sort of excuse or the reason that you have is that that's way too much work, blah, blah, blah. But I wonder if there's any possibility of you going into business for yourself or in some way starting to do your own thing as a means of making money. This seems like an excellent time. If that's part of something that you've been considering, this seems like an excellent time to at least get things rolling.
Yeah, and I'm not interested in going into business for myself for a whole lot of reasons. Been there, done that before. Not a good experience. But I am open to other companies, but nothing seems to be panning out on that front.
And I think, I honestly think that it very well could be that you, in spite of not liking this idea or not being into it, that the universe very well might have other plans for you.
Okay.
That may take you a long time to really come around to, but the more I look at it and the more cards I pull, the more there's this sense of, there's a lot, you know, it may have been a bad experience and it may take a while for you to go like, oh, you know, I could do it this way or I could do it that way. But I definitely see money in it for you. And then when we look at there being another business or another opportunity, I don't think anything, you could do anything you want, number one. You're really good at what you do.
I get that too.
Are really, you know, you're extremely creative. You've really taken some mastery, you know, with what you're doing. But I feel like nothing offers quite the package that you're looking for. And as long as you are doing it through another organization, there's a sense of almost settling or a sense of it not quite coming together the way it could. That doesn't mean you can't do it and that you wouldn't be fantastic, because you will, but there'll always be, and I hate saying never and always, but it feels like that particular route or direction has you kind of making compromises a lot along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have. And then, Georgia, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I was, as you were speaking, Marianne, I wrote your name down. I'm sorry, I forgot it. So as you were speaking, I was getting that it feels like there's a lot going on. So the amount of change that's happening is really, it's really getting into you. And I see that. And it's only going to take a little bit of time, but you will have to kind of tend to it, like how it's making you feel. And, you know, that feeling state is somehow not interfering, but it's making you think differently about what to look for. So, because the spirit's showing me that you're looking at what has fallen and what is kind of finished, when, you know, there's actually a path for you that you could walk like right now and be sort of immediately successful in. Because, you know, just like Marcy said, I got that, you know, you could be very successful working, you know, for yourself or I mean, I didn't get a group of people. I got you on your own. I got you and your personality and your way of being. You have the strategies. You have the great, you have that ability to know how to do a lot of things all at once. And I do see you making a new beginning. It feels like an opportunity is going to come. You know, maybe I'd love to say that it feels more like months than weeks. It feels more like, you know, in the 4 month range rather than the 4 week range. But I'm getting that in about 4 months, you're going to be in a whole new place.
Okay.
Yeah. May I jump in?
Yeah.
Please, Marianne, sorry, you guys. I'm jumping into it because I'm getting some interesting things off of what you're saying, too.
Okay.
I think they've both kind of, you know, spent enough time, too, on the existing situation. I would reiterate what they said on that. But what I see for you in terms of opportunity is, I get this, I feel like, 2 to 4 months is what I'm getting, much like what Georgia said. There's someone that you know that has their own business that's doing this big expansion, and they actually show me them in a stagecoach doing this, like, westward ho. And they need help. And you are very, very wildly creative. And it's almost as if they reach out to you and say, oh, wait, you are leaving your job. Oh, you're looking for a change. I need you. I need help. I need your consulting. I need your advice. I need you to do X, Y, Z for my company for me. It feels like it's you lending your expertise to someone that you know that's close to you. And you just work magic for this colleague. I think it's a female, and her business with her is what I see. I'll leave you with that.
Okay. Very good.
Beautiful. Thank you. And good luck. And just
best of luck, Marianne.
Yeah, it'd be great to tune into someone who is so good at what they do. So crazy good at it, you know?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
How exciting. Wasn't that just some wildly fantastic energy for what she's going to do?
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
And so
and it's
disparate.
Interesting we've been... Sorry.
I was just going to say, so disparate. Where she is now is just a fraction of the energy that she's stepping into. Did you guys see it in that way too?
Yeah. Big. I was just going to say we've had a lot, Mercury retrograde is bringing in, quite a bit of finance, career, shifts for people. It seems like we've got a bit of a theme going tonight.
Yeah, exciting. All right, I'll bring the next caller on the air. Area code 256, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Yes, my name is Kimberly, and how are you?
Great. How are
you? Kimberly, tell us your question.
Well, the question is, I'm moving from South Carolina to Georgia, and next week I got a job, and next week I'm doing paperwork, and I'm going to look at a couple of townhomes. And I just want to know from Spirit or the angels, how's that going to go next week?
Okay. I immediately get that if you have to choose between a smaller place and a larger place, it feels like there's this wildly disparate options for you. Or, like, I see a tiny, tiny, tiny little place, and then I see a big, beautiful, abundant place.
Okay.
Go for the bigger place.
Okay.
There's no, and because you have so much change going on, you may feel tempted to kind of settle and to go like I want to be careful here. And, that's always great, but I do see that to allow yourself to be in a more expanded and open place would be better for you. And I'm a little hesitant on this. I'm not 100% sure, and I'm interested in what Georgia has to say, but that's, like, the immediate image I get is of you picking between this, like, shack that, like, doesn't quite suit your needs and where you have to talk yourself into it versus falling in love with this, really big, beautiful, and symbolically it shows up as a mansion. And I don't think that you're going to see this much difference between the two, but you'll feel it, where one really feels like, I could make this work, and one feels like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I can't believe I'd be allowed to live here. And I just feel strongly that you're given permission to pick the one you like better. You're really allowed to do that. You don't want to get stuck in a less good place. But just because your things are in flux, you may kind of be more conservative or to be tempted to be more conservative. And you don't have to. But I want to get see what Georgia might have or something because.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking about whether or not you'll be able to find a townhome that you like. I mean, I'm getting yes. I'm just getting a big yes. Yes, you will. You'll be happy with what you choose.
Okay.
And I get, big opening, big, wonderful job. You're going to love your job, and it's on the right spiritual path. I mean, my question is, are you in a relationship at the moment? Because I kind of see you in one soon. If you're not in one at the moment, I see one soon. It kind of, your energy changes quite significantly. once you move, because when we move to a new place, we kind of take on the energy of the place that we're in too, which is interesting, Marcy, where you mentioned choose the bigger townhome, because it's going to make you feel expanded, it's going to make you feel good. And it's a bit like, don't they say when you want to manifest more money that you should just, you know, spend more money and let the universe, and you create a vacuum for the money that's, you know, just left, so that the universe can then give you what's just left, so that it ends up being a circle. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I'm not in a relationship right now because I've been focused on career and moving. So,
well, you've manifested it. Well done.
Yeah, and this move is so big for you. Not really in the nuts and bolts of it, but just and I think you know this, and this is just confirming. But the risk that you're taking and the chance and the scared level of kind of freedom that you're engaging right now is so amazing for you.
Yeah.
And it's just it's reminding your spirit and yourself that you don't know how things are going to turn out, and a willingness to kind of let the details work themselves out while you make yourself happy is really great. And then as Georgia was talking, it occurred to me that maybe it could just be that the sense of moving from a shack to a mansion, you know, kind of the feeling of what you've been doing to what you're going to do is represented by those two images.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
So,
totally.
I'm excited for you. I think the one thing to keep in mind as you're doing this is you're still creating it, so to expect it to show up in material form right away may be a little bit getting ahead of yourself. So it may take you a while to settle into this, and you may not have the dollar amount to match what you're how rich you feel, and you just have to kind of wait for it to come together. It just takes a little while. And it's mainly about you. You're still in transition. You're at the beginning of it, and it's huge. But there are still sort of the rest of the wheels that have to turn and get you where you're going.
Okay.
But it feels great. It feels really good, and I'm excited for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Everything makes sense.
Welcome. Good luck to you, Kimberly.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. That was fun.
Exciting. Yeah, that was exciting. Lots and lots of good energy in the midst of Mercury retrograde. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulously Fun Friday Nights with Georgia Marantos, Marcy Currier, and Angela Bixby. We've got a few more callers here in the queue. Are you ready for another one, ladies?
Awesome, yep.
All right. Area code 484, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question, please?
Well, good evening, ladies. My name is Shelley. And my question is a little bit larger than the last few have been. I have a life which has wonderful parts that work fabulously, and lots of other parts that are constantly changing and in disaster. And I am reading Sacred Contracts at the moment by Caroline Miff, and I am working at trying to figure out how to make my life work more as I believe it can.
So Shelley, and I have to kind of disclose, Shelley and I know one another, and Shelley, it's so good to hear from you.
Thank you, and I really enjoyed listening to you ladies tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. So Shelley, what I get is that the places where it's a disaster are just places that are asking you to engage more intimately and to kind of bare yourself more fully and to, like, really, like, almost, it feels very counterintuitive, you know, where you don't, where it's going terrible, so it's like, well, I'm not going to get into this mess. But instead, the universe is inviting you to, like, put yourself more fully into those situations and actively engage. Okay. The places that have been going stellarly for you are all the places where you haven't limited yourself and you haven't said, well, this is how it is or this is how it's going to be, and you've instead, like, really kind of let things move around and flow. So
okay.
The more open you can be, and, again, just the idea of really engaging intimately will help smooth some of that out. And the truth is, the deepest truth is that everything's going exactly perfectly in that kind of annoying way that the world moves along perfectly, you know. So the more that you can understand that there's nothing wrong and that instead there are just kind of different ways that the universe is expressing itself through you, and I know all that to me even sounds kind of like spiritual new age mumbo jumbo, but it's very true in this particular instance. That it doesn't, being happy all the time is not, and this comes to very strongly, where the universe says, listen, you don't have a contract to be happy all the time. And what came to mind is, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Where it's like, well,
yes.
Huh?
I said yes.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what is showing up, is like, look, you have to love all of this. You have to get to a place where you're working really well with all of this. And being happy, it should not be the barometer of whether or not things are going well.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Georgia?
Oh, yeah. Spirit showed me, I immediately felt when you started speaking, the power of your energy. And I'm not sure if you know just how powerful you are. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I feel that you're, this might be what's, you know, either at the root of what you see happening is that you're learning how to harness this energy. So, I mean, I see you so powerful. What Spirit is showing me is that you could aim your energy in one direction with one hand and shoot off like a rocket, and then aim your other hand in the complete opposite direction and shoot another rocket and just travel up with them. Like, you are that big. They're showing me your energy as that huge, but what it's telling me is that it's about learning how to focus your energy and where to kind of pack it in when it's a little loose. So it's like, how much time, my question to you would be, do you spend any time in meditation, or do you think about the kind of things that we just talked about?
Yes, I spend time in meditation, and I had a visit with my doctor on Tuesday, and 3/4 of our hour-long visit were her telling me how much more I need to meditate. So you're definitely on the right track with that.
Yeah, because what meditation will do, and I'm being shown, is it, where your energy is kind of like, you know, it's a bit like, can you imagine and see right now a lightning bolt, and how when the lightning bolt comes down, there are little squiggly bits that come off, you know, the central bolt, and there's all these squiggly bits. Well, Spirit's showing me that you can clean that up and just have the lightning bolt come down as one straight line. And you will feel better when you can do that with your energy. And meditation, and you'll find, you know, there's so many different types of meditation, and you're going to find the one that really suits you. I keep hearing yoga. I don't know if you're doing yoga, but there's something about the way that you're, you know, the movement of your arms and legs brings this energy in, and it centralizes it up through your core. That's going to really help you.
Okay, great. Shelley, might I chime in as well?
Please, thank you.
Sure. Just really to mirror a lot of what both Marcy and Georgia have said, Spirit is telling me to tell you to ground. You are incredibly powerful. A lot of the things that you're perceiving as uncomfortable are sort of jarring to you. And Spirit also shows me that you astral travel a ton. You spend a lot of time outside of your body. you know, that goes right along with a lot of the power that you have. So they just keep encouraging me to tell you to ground as much as possible, which
ground.
It's going to happen with the meditation. It's going to happen with the yoga. It's going to happen, you know, with it's a similar message to what the others have shared with you tonight. But you're going to do some amazing things. So just get a little bit more grounding meditation. And, boy, I can't wait to hear what you're doing very soon.
and yoga is very grounding, isn't it? Because it puts you in your body. You know,
exactly.
I'm so glad you shared what you saw, Angela, because, yoga is really grounding. That, you know, if we spend a lot of time, you know, out of our body, maybe, you know, our childhood hadn't, you know, maybe we kind of learnt that that was a really good way to deal with life's, you know, turmoil. Yoga is going to help you get back in a really healthy way.
Wonderful.
And ground.
I spent today collecting organic apples and carrots because tomorrow I'm going to start juicing for a bit of time. And my intention for the rest of this summertime is to really work on me and exercising and yoga and meditating and juicing.
So, Shelley, I really like the idea of really taking some time to pay attention to your body and to cleanse, but remember that juicing is the opposite of grounding.
Okay.
So juicing, and any time that you're kind of you're eating less or doing less kind of heavy digestion, that is a less grounding state that you're going to be in. So you have to work extra hard to stay grounded while you're juicing.
I see.
That's true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a good point.
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking about it that way, but that is a good point.
And it kind of indicates where there, you know, we all have these, it's not really a blind spot, but it's like, we all have these things like where it's like, naturally, I'll do this, and not realizing that may actually achieve the opposite effect of what you're looking for. So just, you know, be aware of that.
Okay. I will do.
Thank you for calling, Shelley.
Thanks,
Shelley.
So
yeah, best of luck.
Do we do this on any sort of a regular basis, or is this just a special
it's every
thing
week,
tonight?
So.
Every week?
Every week. Every Friday from 9 to 10:30. Tell your friends and listen in.
I'm going to. It's fantastic. You ladies are wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and have a blessed rest of your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How exciting. Such great energy from all of our callers and listeners tonight.
I know. We're charged up.
Yeah. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild, fabulously fun Friday night with Georgia Marantos, Marcy Currier, and Angela Bixby. If you are listening, feel free to call in on 773-897-6461 or tune in to us on blogtalkradio.com/psychicsgonewild.
I've got a question.
Go ahead. We've got some time.
I'm so glad you mentioned about grounding because I'm, you know, I often have to scramble to find, you know, how to ground myself. I mean, I rely a little bit on my day-to-day activity, which is, you know, changing diapers, being with, you know, kids to ground me. But it's really important for me to find other ways to ground, like, you know, how do you ground? So I just want to have, you know, let's have a little bit of a discussion on how you, you know, each of us ground. I'd love to know how you ground, basically. I'm curious.
Well, I think
Angela,
one of the things that's really funny is being so psychic and operating so much with the third eye, my failed attempts at grounding come from when I imagine myself grounding. So, like, when I imagine that I'm using my grounding cord or I see myself.
Right.
It's like that. It does something, and it does shift the energy down in a way, but it's not the same as, like, running or eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of a funny little tricky place I get into where I'm like, oh, okay, I see my grounding cord dropping, where I'm not actually dropping a grounding cord, you know, and I can kind of get myself confused that way.
Right.
I mean, for me, it's swimming, yoga, definitely yoga, specifically, like, not Kundalini yoga, specifically things with asana, so vinyasa flow, ashtanga, that kind of thing. And then walking, like you said, dealing with just sort of mundane, like regular things, lying on the ground, taking a rest,
right.
Eating, eating kind of a more complete full meal.
Yeah,
so those,
red meat, chocolate.
Yes, meat, really good.
Right. That was really, and I'm glad you mentioned that about juicing, because that has been an intuition of mine that I thought, yeah, it's not very grounding, and I'm so glad you mentioned it. It's a good reminder.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'll have a smoothie in the morning for my morning meal, and then I'll often do work, you know, I'll do readings sort of throughout the day. And so it suits me fine because I'm in the ethers when I'm doing psychic work and healing work. But then, yeah, I'll come home after a day of working, and it's really important for me to eat a full meal to ground. I love to just step out into my backyard, and a lot of times I'll just go stand barefoot on the grass. You know, being in nature is a biggie for me. I'm lucky in that I have a local nature preserve, so I'll do a hike or a trail jog a few times a week, yoga. But, you know, one of the things that, I leave my body really easily, and I like to think when I'm meditating that I'm grounding. But the more we talk about this, I realize that when I meditate, it's the opposite of grounding for me, unless I'm sitting outside of nature. And so what I've been trying to do lately is actually, and I had an energy coach help me with this, meditate with my eyes open, which I was actually trained this way in the Tibetan Buddhist meditation. Philosophy. So, you know, that helps me because I'm someone that as soon as I close my eyes, I'm gone. I'm out of my body. I'm in the ethers. And so I try to meditate with my eyes open and just sort of gaze at the greenery around me. And then I'll also do a grounding meditation where I'll visualize pulling up the earth's energy into my feet and into my body. And that helps. And that's actually one of the quickest ways that I advise my clients to do a grounding meditation.
And then I remember just, you know, on the basic electromagnetic level, allowing our feet to touch the actual earth is what grounding really is. It, you know, when we think of it as like how electricity works and our electromagnetic field, literally touching the ground is probably the most valuable way to do it.
Yeah. Some of the other things.
Or just standing up.
Yeah.
And jumping up and down.
Yep. Stamping your feet. I would like to say that I do more laundry and cleaning to ground because they're very grounding. No, it's just really regular ways to ground for everybody to do. But I could always do more of those.
Me too.
Funny.
Thank you. It's good to hear how people ground.
Yeah, it is good. Very helpful to hear. All right. Let's see who we've got here. We've got a few more callers to bring on the air. We've got about 17 more minutes left, callers. We're going to help as many people as we can with the time that we have remaining, so please bear with us. Area code 502, you're on the air. What is your name and what is your question, please?
Hi, my name is Debbie, and my question is, I met this guy online, and he has a picture of himself, and I was wanting to know, is that really him, or did he get the pictures from somewhere else?
And your name one more time, please?
Debbie.
Debbie, thank you. We are tuning in, Debbie. Bear with us.
Well, can I jump in? I mean, I'm not even getting anything about his picture, but I'm getting that this could be, you know, this could turn into something. So are you concerned that he's not going to look like what he looks like on his picture? Do you have anything else, like a Facebook or any other kind of contact with him that will make you a little bit more settled? Because I get that this is good. You don't need to worry about his picture.
Well, there is a little red flag here because, like, he's telling me he's in the Army, and the pictures are of him in the Army, but he's telling me he's a captain, but he's telling me that he wants me to send him money so he can come to visit.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear you. What does he want from you?
Money. He wants me to send him money and for him to come and see me, and he says he'll reimburse me when he gets here.
Well, that just seems like a generally bad practice. And even if, so who, I don't know, I get funny things and I can't tell which is sort of the way you're feeling about this and then which is really true. Like sometimes it's hard for me to tell what's going on between the projections of you and then what's actually possible. But either way, even if he's a wonderful person and is just sort of being weird in his boundaries right now, it would be a bad start to any relationship and just an unwise principle. You know, my dad used to say whenever I'd say, well, why can't I do this or why can't I do that? He would say, it's just not a good practice. And I really like that as you know, giving anyone money to come visit when you don't know them is just not a good practice anyway. So I feel like that just seems like a bad idea. I have to be honest, I'm not being intuitive with that. I'm just telling you that that's a bad idea. And it really seems off, you know, also getting confirmation that that's a bad idea. But I don't think that that means as much as you might be reading into it. I don't think it means that he's a bad person. I think that you might have some expectations about how you have some sort of negative expectations about how this kind of thing goes. That are getting in your way. So it's kind of like a couple different issues. Like, yes, this is possible that this could be great. And I totally see that as well as Georgia does. And then there's the thing of like, you just say no when someone asks you to do this. Doesn't matter who's asking you. And then I'm not getting a lot on the picture thing. I do feel like things that your sense that things may not quite be what they seem is coloring everything. And so there's a level of you having to deal with your own suspicious thing that's happening here. And I think there is a very nice connection here if you can get past your own negative projection of this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's an opportunity here, and I think that you need to tell him like it is. You don't want to send him money, full stop. And that's just the way it is, and that's okay. And he either can deal with that or he can't, so then you know where you stand. So it is appropriate for you, you know, as like Marcy just said, you know, it's not good practice. It's appropriate. It's allowable that you have a feeling like that and that you follow it through. And I think if you stand your ground in that way, it sets a really good, you know, platform for and foundation for a good relationship anyway. You know, if you can be completely honest with him and say, I don't like this or I don't like that, then he'll be like, oh, okay, well, how about we do this? You know, he may have another solution, or, you know, it feels like there's going to be a little bit of time, a little bit of waiting. You know, you've got to see the opportunity for what it is, and then I see it taking off, and you'll be quite happy. You'll definitely be happy speaking your truth.
Well, I did send him a message today, and I did tell him, you know, that I'm not sending any money, and
good.
That I wish him well. And I'm sorry that it had to end this way. And God gave us all these steps to go through. And I said, do I have any regrets? No. Because God taught me for next lesson.
So I would say that sounds like an extreme reaction that isn't quite necessary. And that's what I was saying about having almost a negative expectation or a negative projection allows you to have this back and forth. But that's not entirely appropriate for what's actually happening. So it's sort of like if I'm expecting a particular behavior and then I set myself up to respond to that particular behavior, I can get into a loop where I'm having an interesting interaction with my ego and my expectation of their ego. But if instead you just say, oh, no, I'm not going to send you any money, but what is going on, that changes the flavor of how the connection can take place. So I don't think he's this bad, evil person. And I don't think that he's a liar. I don't think that he's
any
of the really negative things that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be good that if you're going to bother with online dating, you know, if you're going to put yourself through it, to maybe clear out some of the more negative expectations that you have. And I see this all the time in dating. We as women in general have some really interesting things going on in our psyche when it comes to dating, and we have horrible expectations of men. And we've, you know, wherever they come from, we generally tend to really expect the worst, and the littlest thing they do, we kind of jump all over them, either, you know, energetically or mentally or emotionally. And and if we can start by expecting the best out of them instead, it really changes the dynamic. And I've made, you know, so many wonderful friends operating this way rather than the first way. So if you're going to put yourself through the effort of online dating, and I've been there and I've done that, and it's, you know, it's taxing, it would definitely benefit you to do your own work around this idea. If you think all men are pigs, if you think all men are liars, or at least most of them, that's really going to color your experience negatively. And if you're going to take the time and the effort to do this, you're going to have to march through these suspicions of yours and get to a place where you're more neutral and more open.
Right. Well, see, this is the first time this has ever happened, and it will be the last time. But I figure if I put myself out there, like you said, and tell him what's up, then if he really does care, or like you said he does, then he'll be back in contact with me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can, you know, there's definitely, you know, I think it's given that you've already made the contact and that you've, you know, you've told him where, you know, where you stand and how you feel about things. I mean, it really, the ball is in his court, isn't it? And what Marcy is saying is about, you know, working on that part of yourself that's, you know, that's looking at bringing in somebody that you really, you know, really want to see and will meet on the same level with you.
So will he be getting back in contact with things?
I think, yeah, I think so.
Okay, I kind of hope so.
You know, that's interesting because I also get that there are others. So if he doesn't, don't give yourself a too hard a time. Apart from looking at what Marcy has, you know, gone into a lot of detail telling you, which is actually really, really good information. And so there might be something else that comes up. I get within the sort of 3 to 6 month mark. And you may even travel to see some guy. So you're obviously not going to give up on internet dating, but I think you're getting, you know, a lot of really good information here tonight.
Okay, thank you all so much. You're very welcome, and I'll be listening to your show next week. I'll have some scoop for you if I hear any more.
Thank you.
Bye. Y'all have a good night.
Bye, Debbie. Fun stuff. All right, let's see who else we've got on the air here. We've got about 7 more minutes here on Psychics Gone Wild. Let me see. Sorry, these numbers are jumping. All right, area code 239, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name's Lana, and I have a question about my relationship. And specifically, would like to know if a one particular relationship will rekindle or develop into something that is kind of out of my life right now. But I'm wondering if that's going to come back with this person.
Great, Lana. Are you comfortable telling us his first name, please? Or the person's first name, please?
Yes, his first name is Phil.
Okay, so we are tuning in. Bear with us.
So, Lana, just so I can get it straight, you're not in a relationship at the moment, but you're thinking, will there be one with Phil?
Well, yes, we were in a dating relationship for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't moving forward, and
right,
I didn't think it was healthy for me. to stay in
so
it. But
I'm gonna share with you the image that's coming, and because I don't have an answer to your question, but when we look at this relationship, there seems to be, I don't know if there's almost a class difference between the two of you or like a developmental difference, but I'm seeing almost like the Titanic, a giant ship, and you're at the very top, and he's at the very bottom in steerage. And there's this funny sense that, like, it, one is that it doesn't really, like, these differences don't matter because the ship is heading into an iceberg. Like, the that there are these sort of superficial differences that are keeping you apart currently. And I'm not sure how much those differences matter except when you let them. So that's the first section of the information that I get. I see a lot of really good potential between the two of you. And it just looks like you have to kind of make up for these big differences that, again, are only perceptual differences. They're not real, real differences. But you both are holding those differences, and that's making things very challenging. You're both holding the idea that these differences matter, and that's very challenging.
Hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, when someone doesn't want a commitment, it does matter.
Yeah. I get that there's, you know, an energy of, I don't know if somebody was angry at somebody else about something, but it feels like, you know, and I do see that, the energy between you is very, I see it as beautiful. But there's something, there's an anger about something, and it feels like it's kind of been slapped into, you know, reality. Something has kind of been slapped into reality, and it's a stuck point. It feels like it's stuck at that particular thing, like the needle is stuck.
I can't figure it out. I mean, I'm not angry.
Look into any places where you maybe feel like you're better than him, or he feels like you're better than him. Just
well,
start examining.
That may be. He may have those feelings.
And I would say that they would end up being things that you'd both be reinforcing, not even on purpose, just inadvertently. And that seems like a starting point, like the head of a trail, you know, to go down, or something to kind of chisel away at. There's something in there that may not be entirely conscious at this moment, but to really look at that and kind of check out what might be happening.
Is there somebody else involved?
With him or you?
With him. I know what's with me. I know what's going on with me.
Yeah, you're wondering about him. I don't get a third person like right now. I feel like this particular journey with this relationship, however, is really, it's like something you're meant to be going through, you know, in this lifetime, in this part of your lifetime. And, you know, there's something for you to learn and heal, you know, around this, you know, within you. And I do get a sense of a new beginning for you. So it's possible that someone else can come through after that. And I do see somebody, and that's probably, it feels to me like either the end of this year or the beginning of next year. But, you know, be careful not to compare to Phil, because that would not be very good for, you know, the new person coming in. So that energy
careful,
is there present
careful,
for you as a potential.
Be careful what?
Okay.
What
be careful not
say,
to compare
careful?
To Phil, like not to compare
oh,
to,
oh,
you know,
see.
How great he was. You know, if this someone new comes in, I do see the potential for a new energy, you know, a man to come in, like I said, in about 6 months.
Yeah.
Well,
we did get along very great. I just never understood what the issue was, you know, with not wanting to be in a relationship.
Listen, Lana, we're actually going to have the show end here soon, so I'm going to thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lana.
Thank you very much.
We wish you good luck.
Thank you. All right. Good night.
Good night. listeners, thank you so much for listening in and calling in to Psychics Gone Wild tonight. For all of you that didn't make it in the queue, and it looks like it's about 6 or 7 people, I've noted your phone numbers, and I'll pass them off to Georgia and Marcy. I will not be on the air next week, but they will take note of the numbers of phone numbers of people that called in this week and weren't able to get through and try to bring them on next week. So if you want to call back next week, please do. Thank you all for calling in and listening. It's Psychics Gone Wild on Friday night with Marcy Currier, Georgia Marantos, and Angela Bixby. We wish you goodbye.
Have a great weekend, people. Thank you.